As I mentioned, this service is about the stewardship of the environment. And this past Tuesday, I received an email from my son with a link to an article about an event which happened 40 years ago that day, November 10th, 1975. And I'm going to show you a clip of it. I'm sure you'll remember it. But before I do, you're aware that we have the new system up and running. We know that there are kinks. In fact, there are a lot of kinks that we're working out. We know that the microphones that are hanging here are right in the middle of the screens up here. We know that it needs to be keystoned. They're still coming. They're coming back this week. They've got to shorten the column that they want to do a shorter column for the projectors. But we wanted to be able to go ahead and use it so that we're using it before folks that can offer hints as we fine tune it. So I think you'll probably remember this.
An air and sea search is continuing for possible survivors of the Edmund Fitzgerald, a 729-foot ore carrier, which apparently broke apart and sunk last night on Lake Superior. The ship and its 29-man crew vanished in a storm with 80-mile-an-hour winds and wave heights up to 25 feet. All that has been found is an oil slick and some debris.
Legend lives on from the Chippewa down up the big lake they call Get Sugar Mitt. The lake, it is said, never gives up for dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. But the load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty.
All right, Todd, that's all we have time to listen to today. Now, in all likelihood, the reason most of us remember this event is because of the song. I mean, that's surely the case for my son. He wasn't even born when the shipwreck took place. And you'll probably all go home and play the rest of the song sometime this afternoon. But the shipwreck, which killed all 29 men aboard, was made famous in this song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, which was released a year after the sinking. In the song, the disaster was blamed in part on the Witch of November, which is the source of memorable and fierce storms on the Great Lakes. When the witch angrily stirs her cauldron, no ship, no matter how large, is safe on the Great Lakes, according to an article from Weatherwise magazine close to the time of its sinking. On that date, the Edmund Fitzgerald remains the largest of all the ships wrecked or sunk by bad weather in the Great Lakes. As we just heard, the legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. Incredibly, in the past 300 years or so, some 30,000 people have died in some 6,000 shipwrecks on the Great Lakes, according to the website SS Edmund Fitzgerald Online, though some estimates put that number of shipwrecks closer to some 25,000. The Edmund Fitzgerald was loaded with about 26,000 tons of taconite pellets on November 9, 1975 at Superior, Wisconsin, and was bound for Detroit, according to the Associated Press. And as the season shifts toward winter, the polar jet stream begins to drift south and can stir up storms that produce howling winds and gigantic waves, especially in November on the Great Lakes, making it the most dangerous time of year for shipping when about 40% of all the Great Lakes shipwrecks have occurred in the month of November. Storms on the Great Lakes can rival hurricanes in intensity. The one that sunk the Edmund Fitzgerald had sustained winds of 67 miles an hour, gusts up to 86 miles an hour, and waves reported up to